Thank you very much, Chair, colleagues. The 56-year-old story of the NPT is one of an overwhelmingly huge success in preventing the proliferation of nuclear weapons and an almost universally shared commitment to the nuclear non-proliferation regime. The NPT delivered on providing significant security benefits for decades. The IAEA's system of safeguards is a fundamental component of the nuclear non-proliferation regime and plays an indispensable role for the implementation of the NPT. This historical success is, however, not uncontested. Strong concerns about the ongoing and continuing expansion of Iran's nuclear activities and unresolved safeguard issues and the looming threat of a seventh nuclear weapons test by the DPRK have put huge strains on the NPT. The non-proliferation system has also come under further strain due to Russia's ongoing illegal war of aggression against Ukraine. It poses direct threats to the safety and security of nuclear facilities, including the Ukrainian Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, and renders the verification of NPT safeguards in Ukraine more difficult. We commend the IAEA on doing an outstanding job in this regard. We urge Russia to withdraw its military and other unauthorized personnel from the ZNPP and immediately return the plant to the full control of the sovereign and competent authorities of Ukraine to ensure its safety and security. Chair, colleagues, the IAEA remains an indispensable partner when it comes to implementing NPT safeguards. Germany strongly supports the IAEA in advancing nuclear safety standards, security guidelines, and its safeguards and verification activities. Bilaterally, as the fourth largest contributor to the IAEA's budget, as well as to the Technical Cooperation Fund and through the European Union. Colleagues, these PrepComs should support a strong call for full implementation and universalization of the comprehensive safeguards agreements. As a member of the Friends of the Additional Protocol, we are also convinced that implementing a comprehensive safeguards agreement together with an additional protocol would constitute the desirable high verification standard. States with outdated versions of the small quantities protocols should be encouraged to amend the small quantities protocols or rescind it. Closely monitoring and verifying the very advanced nuclear program of the Islamic Republic of Iran remains crucial to ensure that Iran never acquires a nuclear weapon. Germany commends the IAEA for its professional work under particular difficult circumstances due to Iran's reduced transparency. Iran continues to enhance its enrichment capacity significantly by setting up and starting to operate additional advanced centrifuges. It has also continuously been enriching and accumulating uranium up to 60%, which is unprecedented for a non-nuclear weapon state. At this stage, Iran's enriched uranium stockpile would suffice to build several nuclear devices. Against this backdrop, recent declarations by Iranian officials on the country's ability to build a nuclear device are all the more worrisome. Germany urges Iran to leave this dangerous trajectory and to abide by its legal obligations and political commitments, as well as to undertake steps that would prove Iran's seriousness to contribute to reopen up a space for diplomacy, which Germany remains fully committed to. Reapplying the additional protocol by Iran could be an important element on this pathway. Colleagues, looking at North Korea, the development over the last years is sobering. The continuous development of its illegal nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles programs presents a major violation of global non-proliferation norms. We urge North Korea to comply with the NPT and IAEA safeguards and to sign and ratify the CTBT. Furthermore, we call on North Korea to engage in meaningful diplomacy toward denuclearization and accept the repeated offers of dialogue put forward by Japan, the United States, and the Republic of Korea. Moreover, Germany urges the Syrian Arab Republic to comply with its safeguards obligations and to finally resume full cooperation with the IAEA in order to resolve all outstanding issues. This remains critical to advance regional security and would also contribute to the aim of establishing a zone free of weapons of mass destruction in the Middle East based on arrangements freely arrived at among all the states of the region. In conclusion, let us be firm in our commitment to prevent nuclear proliferation just as we are seeking nuclear disarmament to help foster security. Ultimately, one cannot succeed without the other. I thank you.